This is JIS News. Coming up, traffic fines to be increased under new Road Traffic Act, NHT to disburse $22 billion for construction and mortgage financing, and Education Ministry to save $88 million this year on replacement books. The news in detail after this message.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Now the news. The government will be reviewing the Road Traffic Act in a bid to make the roadways safer for the traveling public. Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says a number of new penalties and rules will be implemented in order to reduce road crashes and fatalities.
Among the proposed changes are increased traffic penalties for breach of the road code, mandatory training and certification of motor vehicle driving instructors, a longer period for holding a learner's permit with new conditions attached, and curtailing the use of electronic handheld devices whilst driving, as well as increased powers for the Island Traffic Authority.
Dr. Guy says although several initiatives have been implemented to reduce the number of road fatalities and crashes over the years, the legislation must be brought in line with the realities of 2014 and beyond. And the National Housing Trust, NHT, will be disbursing over $22 billion on construction and mortgage financing activities for the 2014-2015 financial year. Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says the NHT plans to complete some 2,160 housing solutions during this fiscal year. He says the trust continues to be the largest investor in Jamaica's housing sector, with expenditure on housing construction and mortgage financing.
As a result, some 7,500 mortgage loans were provided to teachers, members of the security forces, domestic helpers, laborers, and a host of other contributors. A further 1.6 was allocated to fund private developments under its interim finance program.
The private developments include Jacaranda, St. Catherine, Holland Estate, and Stony Brook Vista in Trelawney, and King's Manor, St. Andrew. The Ministry of Education will be stepping up measures to ensure textbook lists issued by schools closely reflect its master list ahead of the new school year. This as the ministry works to help parents spend less on textbooks and avoid purchasing unnecessary books. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says education officers have been tasked with working with schools to approve the textbook lists issued for grades 1 to 9. Steps will also be taken to sanction schools whose lists are deemed excessive.
Once the breach is brought to our attention, then we will ensure that disciplinary measures are undertaken in accordance with our code of regulation and how we operate. Our education officers will be very vigilant in July and August to ensure that the packages that are given to students, we cross-check and double-check even after the lists have been approved, to ensure that they reflect the books or the guidelines that we have indicated.
Dr. McLean was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. In the meantime, the Ministry of Education expects to save over $88 million by reducing the quantity of replacement books for the primary and secondary levels by 30% for the academic year 2014-2015. Chief Executive Officer Dr. Grace McLean says this will not affect the supply of books for the upcoming school year.
The total number of books in supply by the Ministry of Education will not decrease because the Ministry has adjusted the textbook cycle. So those books that were on the three-year cycle, we have increased the cycle to 5 years, and those that were on the 5-year cycle up to 7 years.
Dr. McLean says the ministry will continue to repair books as necessary. She's encouraging students to exercise care in the use of the books so other students can benefit. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.